Bienvenue and welcome to Akeem's Dream Show. My name is Akeem the Dream, also known as Brown Sugar Supreme, also known as The Dark Knight Batman. I'm Batman. This show is a variety show because I had a lot of ideas growing up and wrote them down, and my curiosity is insatiable. And you'll notice that I have a lot of random ideas and subjects, but I think that's what makes it fun. Variety is the spice of life, and I like to keep it spicy, and you will find that out very quickly. Remember, folks, never grow old with no stories to tell. And it's finally time to spice things up. Let's go.
Check this out.
Frank Wayne had always been a man of insatiable curiosity and intellect. Though he'd never graduated from college, he'd excelled as a history major with an extraordinary fascination for symbology, anthropology, physics, and horticulture. And in the quiet town of Willowbrook, he led a seemingly ordinary life as a mailman. Little did he know that a life-altering journey awaited him, one that would lead him to confront mysteries beyond imagination. One chilly autumn morning, while delivering mail, Frank discovered an envelope in his mail bag that sent shivers down his spine. It stood out amongst the rest of the routine bills and catalogs, bearing a wax seal imprinted with the all-seeing eye of Providence and an enigmatic coordinate etched on its back. The message inside was a chilling cryptic: follow the path of enlightenment. His heart racing, Frank's deep-rooted curiosity compelled him to embark on a treacherous journey, one that would transform him into an amateur detective, chasing down all these cryptic coordinates unveiled. They led him to a remote and ominous location deep within the dense countryside. Navigating through the dark woods, Frank found himself on a path mysteriously illuminated. But he wasn't alone. The echoing voices of men in dark suits pierced the silence. Panic gripped Frank, and he fled the woods, his footsteps the only sound in the haunting stillness. Hiding in the underbrush, Frank's heart pounded. As the men approached, they walked in eerie circles, their murmurs laden with enigmatic phrases like, "No man can grant spiritual power." It was a riddle, a piece of the puzzle that only deepened the intrigue. As the sun began to set, the man disappeared into those shadows, and the illuminated path beckoned Frank once more. At its end, he found yet another unopened envelope, bearing the label of Providence. Inside, a handful of magic mushrooms, a gold key, and a note that cautioned, "Be wary of unearned power." Drawing on his knowledge of horticulture, Frank recognized the mushrooms as safe to consume. As the effects washed over him, he transported to another time and place, a realm of vivid visions. In his enigmatic dream, Frank witnessed scenes of a past life where he was an advisor to kings and queens of a long-forgotten royal bloodline. He was a trusted guardian of ancient knowledge, a member of a secret society dedicated to preserving the legacy of his royal ancestors. The visions revealed the profound significance of the Eye of Providence, a symbol of wisdom, guidance, passed down through the ages. 6 hours later, Frank stumbled out of the woods and onto a golf course, disoriented and bewildered by the experience. He managed to hitch a ride back to his car, clutching the gold key, trembling in his hand, resolved to follow the address it bore. The key led him to an inconspicuous building that concealed a hidden laboratory. As he pushed open the door, an ear-splitting alarm filled the air, setting off a countdown timer for 5 harrowing minutes. A mysterious voice posed a riddle: "Does fire have a shadow?" With every passing second, Frank's heart raced. The gas-filled room threatened to suffocate him. He had to solve the riddle. He had to do it fast. Trembling, he answered yes. As soon as the words escaped his lips, the gas dissipated and he blacked out. When Frank awoke, he was in a dimly lit chamber, an unopened envelope before him. Cautiously, he tore it open, finding a single word: accepted. Frank was never seen again.